Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
When your town has made you frown, when your square has made you swear, when life gives you one more punch, you need a donut soaked in Captain Crunch. You need a place to stroll with chocolate snacks, a place where you can tattoo your lower back. So let's go take a walk, let's all go to City Walk, Orlando, tonight.
Podcast The Ride presents the City Walk Orlando Saga, Multiverse of Madness, a daily, extremely necessary series exploring the shops, restaurants,
and cosmic wonder
that make up Universal City Walk Orlando.
Welcome to Podcast The Ride, the City Walk Orlando Saga, Multiverse of Madness. If you're a Second Gate subscriber, this is one of two episodes that has appeared in your feed today. But this we don't want to suggest an order, but this will probably be the first one that you'll listen to, or the only one if you're not on the Second Gate. Let's get into it. I'm Scott Gardner. This is Mike Carlson.
I'm Mike Carlson, and welcome to the Margaritaverse of Madness as well, I think, as far as today is concerned. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk to one of the guys here and see if he disagrees with what I just said, but. Mm-hmm. That's just prepare for that, I think.
Sure, absolutely. Jason Sheridan.
Yeah, I mean, I think the madness is starting to creep in, both on the recording of these and also fittingly for today's excursion.
Yeah.
Madness hit pretty quickly.
An operative word, I would say, a key word in all of this. But before we fully explain what's happening here, let's see if we can summon him. Wait, is there a special margarita? I don't know. All right, everybody, fins up. Let's see if we can get him. Is he here?
Boys, hey. Fins up.
All right, fins up, sector keeper. Welcome back.
Fins up also looks like you're praying.
You're putting
a little prayer on your top of your head.
That's if you go to the youth ministry mass, you do fins up, a little God is an awesome God.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That one always got to me, I have to say. I didn't take everything away from my church-going years, but God is an awesome God had a real power to it.
And the choreography, woo!
Indeed, yes. Put pep in everybody's steps. So we are here, as you dictated yesterday. Yesterday began the Buffett discussion. Mm. But now today we focus on the heart of it.
Yes.
The core part of the brand, Margaritaville. Although I should let you issue the assignment.
Yes, of course, yes. Today, phase five. Age of Buffett Sector 2A.
Yes, which takes us to where
Jimmy
exactly?
Buffett's Margaritaville Alpha, which of course is in Orlando.
Orlando.
Because it was opened first.
You got it, of course. Okay, yes, we're following. Okay.
As opposed to being the Omega.
Omega, which of course
is in Los Angeles.
And Omega is in, I don't know my Greek letters or whatever, but Omega is means second, right? That's what it means. It must.
I guess Alpha
is one and Omega is two.
That's not right, but all. I don't know if this even. Hopefully this makes sense.
Omega.
It's
and
too
third.
Late to change the rule. You're right.
Paper
declared them. It's what it's going to be. It's what we got to stick to.
Okay. All I remember is there was an X-Men comic called Alpha and an X-Men comic called X-Men Omega.
Oh.
And those were the start and the finish. That's all I remember. Yeah. Jason, you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. That's how you would differentiate between the start of an event or the end of an event.
Mm.
No, yeah. So beginning and end. That's what it is. That's what Alpha and Omega is. It's perfect.
Bible.
It's
Bible,
very clean.
I think that comes from maybe.
But today, Alpha, if you do subscribe to the second gate, and we encourage you to at patreon.com/podcasttheride, at the exact same time, if it all worked out, then Omega should have dropped. Omega, which will take us to City Walk Hollywood. And the idea here is we are having the exact same meal on two coasts, per your request yesterday.
Yes.
In other cases, we could kind of do different things in the Alpha and Omega, but this one has to be exact to the T.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's fine. We're ready to do it. So I'm just catching up on the rules and the formalities. One of which being, I'm going to clear 20 comments out of our feed really quick because we are covering Margaritaville. We don't know Eddie Burback, the YouTuber who went to every Margaritaville in the country. He also went to every Rainforest Cafe, which provoked a lot of comments asking, why is it not this guy? And the answer is, we've never met this man. We have no shared friends with this man. I actually did a while back try to reach out to his agents, who were specifically very unhelpful. So that is the reason. I'll save you all the commenting. We would love to have him on the show. I like those videos. They're good.
This journey he's on, is he also trying to escape hell?
Or get to it.
Yeah. No, it's a similar self-inflicted punishment to what we do. So a kindred spirit, for sure. Mm. We'd love to have him on. If any listeners have a connection to this person, or if somehow he's hearing it by now, Eddie, come on the show, please. But he's not here now, so you can save the comments for the next thing that makes you upset about this.
Can I? I want to thank the listeners for thinking that we are more powerful and are more all-encompassing as far as people knowing about us. I want to thank them for thinking that about us.
They know that everyone.
That we could just snap
our fingers. They're the talk of the town. They're wheelers and dealers. But anyway, now that that is out of the way, we are here to focus on Margaritaville. So many phrases to keep straight.
Yeah,
Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, City Walk, Orlando. We went and had a meal there.
Alpha.
What's the Alpha? Oh, sorry. Alpha. See, I missed. I keep missing them. Okay. So. This has always been, I feel like, a cornerstone of City Walk Orlando. There from the beginning. And it's this location. Obviously, we've talked much about Margaritaville over the years and various Buffett things.
A lot. Of course.
Yesterday included. This is all the Orlando one has always been kind of looming large in my head. I think because some of the first that we ever talked about any of this stuff, Mike, you've always said, well, that's kind of you didn't say Alpha, but kind of you implied it's like the Alpha location.
Yeah.
Because it's on the water, it's relaxing, it like maybe summons those island vibes better than some of the other Margaritaville locations.
Oh,
out
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Flagship.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good word.
The Navy Pier location, the Margaritaville location, which is near the water, is one of the most unpleasant restaurants I've ever gone to.
That's Chicago?
Yes, Chicago. And it's obviously right by Lake Michigan, but it's cramped and you're sitting outside and you're not like right by the water. There's like multiple like different streets and pavement and people on bikes, but then it's unpleasant and it's terrible. I would say, and the food there was maybe not the greatest. So a couple of the ones I've gone to, I've been a little disappointed in the ambiance. And then, of course, you go back to Orlando and you go, well, this is how it should be. This is where you're living the life here.
Yeah,
this
absolutely. Well, and I think there was maybe kind of a disappointment. You know, we're going to talk about Hollywood as its own thing.
Right now,
which you can go listen. We're talking about it right now.
You can listen to both episodes at once.
Back and forth, ping pong back and forth, as much as you want. As we get into our meals, let's try to do it in the same order so that you could.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do. All right. Scott's meal Alpha, Scott's meal Omega, Mike's meal Alpha, yes. Mike's meal Omega.
Yeah.
It's an interactive experience for you if you want it to be.
Yep.
But Hollywood.
And they all sync up to God is an awesome God if you hit play at the very beginning of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Just get on a different computer or speaker system. Sync it all up.
If you're a Club 3 member, you can get a free download of God is an awesome God.
We made a deal with, I want to say, Michael Smith, who's the maker of Did I get some? Yeah, I did. I did guess. Wow, I am going to heaven. Michael Smith, maker of our God.
Yeah, we don't know Michael
God.
Smith. Stop asking to have him on the show.
Yeah, I know. Look, we know a lot of funny people out there, a lot of good people out there, but we don't know religious singer Michael W. Smith.
We don't know him.
But we'd love to open invite Michael W. Smith.
Anytime he wants.
Anyway, Hollywood opens. Hollywood completely landlocked, you know?
Yes.
You're not even close to any ocean. They yeah. wish they had the Navy Pier situation.
Yes,
you're
for
barely
sure.
Barely close to a path.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know.
It's so back in the corner.
And it's really tucked away. It's really tucked away there. So yeah, this Margaritaville in Orlando is always been my favorite that I've gone to, at least.
And
yeah.
And there's, I assume there's other, I'd have to check the Eddie Burback video where he went to all of them.
Yeah.
But there are some that are along, I mean, I feel like a lot are on the beach or on a pier or in locations like that. But of the yes. ones we've gone to, has anybody been to one that I don't, because my count is Orlando, Hollywood, I just walked through Navy Pier.
Yeah.
Vegas started me off with this brand. We didn't have Hollywood yet.
Right.
So Vegas set the bar for me, and I loved it.
I like Vegas
I was
too,
kind
yeah.
of in the throes of discovering the whole Buffett-verse. It was new to me. We'd all just been to this concert together. Sector Keeper, to fill you in, we all went to see Jimmy Buffett with Nick Weiger and Anthony Gio.
I feel like, yeah.
So you that might have been there in still spirit. With us.
Yeah, I was floating above.
Is before we even met you, yeah. but you just like you.
Isn't it crazy to think that we maybe met at certain times?
It is, yeah.
Like maybe we were, yeah, Jimmy Buffett together,
crossing,
or something.
Yeah, crossing over in ways we never even imagined.
We could have been seeing the same comedy Death Ray on a Tuesday night at UCB.
Oh yeah.
That's very possible.
We also just in a tiny little club, like getting to see Louis. Like there's not even that many people. He goes on to do Madison Square Garden, but it's just us and Louis and you and me. I guess
a
ghost. Comedian's comedian.
Amen. That's what he was. That's what he is. But anyway, I love Vegas. Just like hit me so hard because they got the whole thing there. They got the volcano. They got the show that goes to the song Volcano.
Right.
Despite not being on the water, it's on the strip, and that's exciting. I genuinely liked the dish. I think Mike had just been on Doughboys and talked about it. And I think you guys were all pretty buzzing about lava shrimp, which I got, and it did not disappoint. I was like, wait a minute. So Margaritaville is a good restaurant? That is a surprise to me, because how often are chain restaurants not? So that's what I thought in 2016.
Yeah.
And then I hear it's coming here to Hollywood. We're going to have it. I'm going to be up there every week.
Yeah.
I'm never going to stop being there.
Yes, very exciting. I had been to the Vegas one. Do we go to maybe? Do we?
We went to the Vegas one.
When did we go?
When we went to a bachelor party. We got off the bus behind it.
Oh, we went there first.
We took a mega bus,
right?
Which lets you off at the Link, which is like an outdoor promenade.
Yes, and we went to Guy Fieri's. At last, that was the last thing we did.
Yeah, we went. We had a very defeated meal at Guy Fieri's.
But we had,
ordered the wrong things.
Well, I mean, that's up for opinion. We did Guy's Cheesecake Challenge at the end.
What?
Which was, whole party?
No, three of us.
Okay.
What is that?
It's just a big piece of cheesecake.
Big piece of still frozen cheesecake.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
With chips and pretzels crushed up on it.
That's a way to go to a bachelor party and get your stomach pumped, I guess.
Well, you know, you do the Cheesecake Challenge and you get back on the mega bus back to LA.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, there and back. That's the party.
Yeah. So I do like Vegas a lot too. I will say that, or at least the time we had there. I don't know what it's been. I haven't been to that place in a while.
But with how highly I was regarding the Vegas location, how my Margaritaville journey started with it's actually a good restaurant.
Yeah.
That just always left me. Then what is this Orlando one that Mike has been talking? Like if you know, listeners can't see this, but if Vegas is here, then Orlando is here. It's up above the roof.
What is
it must
higher?
Be so great.
What kingdom is higher than heaven? What kind of like? How could it be better?
Only the Sector Keeper could
answer
that.
Is there a better heaven than heaven?
Yeah, there's like a heaven plus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Well, they name it, like, thousands of years ago, they named it the way they named streaming services now.
That's right, yeah.
There's ad-free heaven.
There's, yeah.
Oh, just, well, like, no billboards and stuff?
Yeah, no billboards.
They're so in heaven, you do have to but, see ads all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, you have to see ads still, you know, for communion, blood of Christ.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nothing's gotta do there.
There is a commercial, though, for the body of Christ right now that's very good.
Is it like sexy or something?
Or is it like a reverent?
Yeah, it's funny.
It's I bet it's random.
It's random, man. The people that are in, oh, man.
Because you get dead comedian. Well, like Rodney Dangerfield's
Rodney
up there
Dangerfield's
with you.
Rodney Dangerfield's there, and then you're looking around, and he's with Lincoln. What?
Rodney and Lincoln are in a commercial together in heaven?
For Body of Christ.
Oh, wow,
he's
okay.
You can't get any respect.
Just for going to get the little pieces of bread. They did an ad for that.
Wow. Yeah, but the one thing that's messed up right now is that I'm technically subscribed to Heaven Plus. They had a Black Friday deal.
Oh, yeah,
they had a Black Friday deal, and...
was it Black Friday or Good Friday?
You're right. It was a Good Friday
deal. That's what they call it there, yeah.
We should time portal to... change that.
No, it's okay. I think we can leave it. We can leave
it out. Yes, the right question.
There was a Good Friday deal, and but you know, it's weird. You still wait at the when you wake up in the morning, you still have to watch 30 seconds of a commercial, and when you go to bed at night, you still have to watch 30 seconds of commercial. So you're paying premium, but you're still sneaking ads in.
Right. Oh. Right.
Wow. Well, heaven's got to make money somehow.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a lot to keep up. An entire, like, supporting a whole cloud world. I guess. Yeah. I'm going off, like, the regular, you know, the Christian idea.
Right, of course.
So Golden gates, those cost a lot of money. Upkeep. You got to, you don't just build them, you polish them.
Yeah, polish them.
It's Golden Gates and clouds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more or less. Golden Gates. There's a Margaritaville.
Oh, okay. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Let me edit my notes because I said 23 locations. Sorry, yeah. 24 if we count. But you got to be dead to know
it's
about
Epsilon.
That one.
That's Epsilon.
Epsilon is heaven. Okay. Is that a good one? Does that have that must have the volcano.
Oh, it's got it all, man. It's got it all. It's good.
One of the big things that notches a Margaritaville up, high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
High ceilings in Vegas and
in
Orlando.
Heaven, there's no ceiling,
and
I
no
would imagine.
Ceilings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even one I've been to, I'm sure no one else has, Atlantic City.
Oh, right. I was asking who's been. Okay. I've never been to. No. I don't know Atlantic City.
It's part of the resort's casino. When it opened, they were like, check out the Margaritaville casino attached. And I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and it's like two rows of tropical slot machines. Like, it's not quite a full casino.
That's Vegas, but, too. Yeah, Vegas just, you just like get their carpet pattern next to some slot machines.
Right, yeah. So Atlantic City, it's you can enter from the casino hotel, or you can enter from the boardwalk, and then on the other side of the boardwalk and like the beach dunes, there is a pier, a little bit of a pier with a Land Shark bar and grill. So
oh, they
the
have
whole
a separate,
complex
like
there.
Lone
yeah.
Palm. Okay.
Have
oh,
you
very good.
Eaten? Have you eaten there?
I have not eaten it there at that location. I believe it's just open in the summers, maybe.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean the Land Shark?
The Land Shark
specifically,
one.
But
yeah.
You have eaten at the Margaritaville.
I've eaten at the Margaritaville.
Okay.
Is Land Shark Margaritaville? Owned?
Yes, the Landshark Lager is yes
a beer brand, yeah. And I guess bars. Yeah, I guess there are separate Landshark bars sometimes, and the Landshark beer factors into some of the food.
And yeah, and there are also still I think, but maybe it certainly at some point Cheeseburger in Paradise locations also that are not branded Margaritaville.
But they're owned by Margaritaville.
But are owned by.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Then there's like resorts that have been abandoned by the company. We've talked a little bit about
the
that.
Margarita Village?
Yeah. There's iconography. It's a little unclear.
I mean, the Orlando Margarita Village, where we named a street, is still there. I think it's maybe seen better. Has it seen better days? Maybe it never saw good days.
It's possible it's never seen good days.
Probably would have been a good place to hide out during COVID because there was no one around.
There was no one.
You want a whole resort to yourself.
But there was also a fair amount of loose electrical wiring. So
they were still building it.
They were still building
Although
it.
Although also, can't you imagine that you go to like the cigar bar in May 2020 and it is just packed to the gills.
Yeah, cigars. Don't go to the resort. Go to the empty housing. Go to the Big Short empty housing neighborhood.
The weird narrow houses that look like the Cat in the Hat movie that aren't selling.
Yeah.
So Navy Pier, Atlantic City. What other? So Tao, Row.
I mean, those are all the ones I've been to.
Vegas,
yeah,
obviously.
I think I've only seen Niagara Falls from a distance. I wasn't into the brand yet. I'm glad I am now. Much fun has come from it. Jason,
I went to one in the Detroit airport once.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah, our flight was going to New Jersey. I should just say I was flying to New Jersey. I don't need a stinking plane, and got delayed in the Wayne County Airport in Detroit. Completely empty terminal. The only thing open was the Margaritaville.
Oh wow! Emptiness, barrenness is I guess real associated with this brand.
Yes, did you have a meal?
Well, I did not, and it didn't seem like many people that deplaned, even though there were literally no options. People walked the entire terminal and just walked right past.
Oh, no.
So it didn't peak there.
Maybe it wasn't lunch or dinner. Maybe it was an in-between time when you don't need to eat.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
3, 4.
But it was vibrant.
Okay.
Yeah. Ambiance must. Maybe that's the top ambiance. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But
yeah,
I set the bar high for Detroit Airport.
Oh, another one. Put an asterisk next to this one. Times Square.
Oh wait, we've been forgetting. Yes, we did an entire episode about it.
True. I stayed there for days.
Yeah, that's right.
I think of of that as its own thing, though.
Yeah, it is. But isn't right. There is a Margaritaville restaurant. Technically,
Technically Margaritaville?
That is technically a Margaritaville, and it's technically probably Times Square, I guess. It's a number of blocks away.
It's in Times Square?
Well, it's technically approaching the Fashion District at that point, I think. But it's near the... You pass the Hard Rock that used to be the WWE restaurant.
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
And Jason and Jane stayed there, and they... every hour they would call and ask for new towels. I remember that's part of the story.
Mike, exaggerating as usual. They were also calling down for the complimentary island water bottles.
Yes, the big thing was that the water.
I don't remember the name, but let's say Sally is who you're
you
calling
knew
for.
The
I do
name
remember, like,
of the desk
Sally,
person.
We need towels, Sally.
That was what
we
you were saying.
Island water,
they had
Sally.
Been chummy with the desk person because they were calling down so often.
Here's the thing. New York hotels, when they only have two elevators, you're waiting those elevators for a while.
Oh, I know. It's
so
awful.
So we were going down for it sometimes when we could get an elevator. Or you just go to the gym where they have a whole fridge of waters and towels. You know?
Margaritaville Times Square Resort hack.
Yes.
Go to the gym.
Go to the gym.
And if you visit every location... you can turn in your stamped card for a little shot glass.
Yes, right. Yes. I remember this.
Yes. And then hack number three, if none of that works. Sally, Sally.
I mean, you're not going to get this from Benny Bernsack. What was his name?
Eddie Burns.
Folks, Michael here. Eating well is hard sometimes, but that's where Factor Meals comes in. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. They've got 35 different options to choose from each week. So what are you waiting for? Get started today. Get after your goals. I've been getting after my goals. I had some creamy Parmesan chicken. It was delicious. I made it and I felt smart for doing it. A great thing about Factor is that it's flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Head to factormeals.com/podcastride50 and use code podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code podcastride50 at factormeals.com/podcastride50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Do it.
Burbank. That's right. He didn't go into the gym.
Yeah,
we'd be teaching him about that if he was
tropical water.
Well, we're talking alpha boys.
Let's talk alpha. So it's been built up in my head. a lot. And it's something I was really looking forward to, I would say, during this. That, like, okay, if we're just, the point of this trip is to just, like, plant roots at City Walk, then we can have a nice our leisurely meal there. And so when it came to pass, I was happy. Going into it, and this was kind of like the full group. This was the three of us and Jane as well, and the level keeper, in fact.
Yes, he was there as
well. Yes, so we got to spend a little more time with him. Wait, and Universal employee...
Adam.
Yes. Adam, wait, yeah, Adam LaPrade, correct?
Yes.
Yes, so Adam there as well. And this was also... Adam had, like, helped us out and taken us to see some, like, exclusive behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes.
As he did the last time we were there. So it was like, let us repay you. Let us thank you with a meal at one of the finest establishments that there is. So we got a group going. We get in there, and the... okay, things about it, about this specific location, just before we go further... You got the volcano thing. You got the blender thing. I watched the video. I forgot there's a burp that happens.
Yes,
after
the burp.
Part of the sequence.
Right.
The volcano burps, and then a big blender is filled up. But I do, you know, the volcano sequence is one of the dumbest, coolest things in any giant chain restaurant.
Yeah.
I think it's a triumph, and you got to give this one. I don't know if we're competing the two against each other, but maybe vaguely. You certainly got to notch this above. Omega, because they have the volcano.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this thing, this should be the, I mean, you know, we've recently talked Rainforest Cafe. This is kind of the draw as far as, like, next level theming. Like, as far as Rainforest Cafe has, like, a little thunderstorm or something, but this is the big thing. It's a real volcano. It's not a real volcano. It's a real working facsimile of a volcano.
Fiberglass volcano.
Yeah.
It's a fiber. Is it better than... I don't know if it's better than Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, I don't know
if
it's better. I'm just saying that's like their trademark, and this should be Margaritaville's trademark, and this should be in all of the restaurants. I'm saying it should sort of
shouldn't
allow
them
to
be built without it.
Yes, and it's his song, Volcano, one of his 10 songs that people know.
That number keeps climbing. Scott believes there are
like 4 songs.
The sector keeper was at the concert.
Do people say the Big Six or something? There's like
that's for
songs.
Disney. That's a Disney
character. No, but there's a set of Jimmy's songs, and sometimes the last one or two is the Big Eight.
The sector keeper is more aware of Buffett than the common person, I would say.
Yes.
How many of the big 10 songs
the
people
big,
know can you name?
Right. And like Disney, they do lock him in the vault every once in a while. So
vaulted ones count? I don't know.
Some come in and out. So okay, so... Margaritaville.
Yeah, there
we
go.
We got one.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah,
we got two.
Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Pirate Looks at 40.
Great.
4.
Okay, 4.
That's one of the sad ones.
Volcano.
The Jars of Volcano.
I already said it.
That was third.
That was third,
you just literally just said it.
I'm in Volcano Omega.
You mean a lot? You mean the live version?
The live, yeah.
Live version.
Yeah. Okay. Live.
Well, which date, though?
Now, wait
it
a minute.
It's like the Grateful Dead. You got to have the dates, you know?
Yeah.
The live tracks.
There's bootlegs.
Bootlegs.
Yeah, yeah.
So far, we're at 4.
Oh, okay.
The number I said.
Math sucks.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Math sucks is not one people know about. That's one that Mike talks about.
How would he know about it then? He's a ghost. I don't really hang out with him that much.
Yeah, I've been staying with Jason mostly.
Yeah, he's with
Jason.
So
what am I at?
You're at 5.
5.
I think one of those is a bit of a cheat, but... Generously 5.
We talked about one earlier. We did.
Oh, that's gonna help.
Oh, so Finn's up.
Yeah, Finn's.
Not
Finn,
the name.
Okay.
Yeah, he got close. Give it to him.
Yeah. All right. Fine. With hints, we're getting so with a lot of help, we've crested the wave. We're heading to the almighty easy to get 10.
There's a big sad one. Sag one that involves some travel.
This is too many hints. I'm cutting off hints.
All right.
Hint, if the more we hint.
Oh, goodness. Oh, shoot.
Just start making them up and then you'll hit it.
Okay. There's.
I bet you'll get pretty close.
There's.
Don't you dare whisper any
sorry,
to him.
Sorry, sorry. I know. I'm just
help
trying
him
to encourage
with
him.
Suntan slips.
Shit. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, as far as I know, suntan slips. Suntan slips. Blah, blunk, blunk.
Of course. I've heard. Yeah, you heard that at the show.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Well, you can take your time. You could. Yeah. He doesn't have to do it in a time.
It might come.
All right, we'll call him out as we go. We will prove the 10 commonly known. And then, of course, something that Mike has asserted that not only do common people know, but of course, listeners to our show know. Please now name Jimmy Buffett's guitarist.
Oh yeah, you know this. Yeah, he knows this.
Of course, because he's a person in America. He yes. knows it. And a supporter of Podcast The Ride. Yes. Not a one person subscribing
yes,
doesn't know the name
know. People
of
know.
Jimmy Buffett's guitarist.
Yeah, because when Jimmy played the bull, Jimmy left stage for a while to have wine.
That's right.
And
it might have been fake wine, though.
Yeah, it might have been. And this guy did a mini set.
Yeah. And his name is?
Well, it'll come to me.
Yeah, okay.
He's under pressure here. I don't want to put him under that kind of stress.
It's all right, so we'll let you do a take-home test.
Mac. Yeah. His name's Mac.
Wow. There it is.
All
you
right.
got it.
Okay, all right. I am impressed by that. Okay, we got to Mac.
He knows. Everybody knows.
Streaming. They all obviously
know. Mac McAnally.
Are we allowed to say that you wanted to put Mac's name in the theme song
of this series?
I tried. And I vetoed it?
Scott vetoed it.
I don't think one of the primary facets of this Orlando City Walk is Mac the guitar player.
Here are the songs known as the Big Eight. Just to confirm.
The Big Eight.
There's one with
the
Alan Big Jackson, eight. Right?
Well, Alan Jackson wrote it.
That
yeah.
actually,
but it's a well-known. It was the only hit, maybe.
That
of
is
all
his
this stuff.
Only number one hit, I think.
Yeah, he's on it. He appears on it, of course. It.
Okay, Margaritaville.
Faster! We heard these.
Hold on, no, like this Yahoo article says, these will make you feel like you're on island top.
We start this episode.
Remember, this can be a quick one.
Cut to Jason.
No. Margaritaville.
Number three.
Come Monday.
Finn's Volcano. A Pirate Looks at 40.
That's right.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. Why Don't We Get Drunk?
Oh. I've never heard of that in my life. I've been with you motherfuckers
Why
for 7 years.
Drunk?
I have never heard of Why Don't We Get Drunk. That is not a Big Eight.
The
lyric
last,
that shit.
The last
the lyric
one.
In it.
Changes
not in the eight.
I didn't say it was in the eight.
Wait, this is
changes
Yahoo.
Changes in latitude,
eight.
Changes
That's
in
fine.
Attitude.
That one's
number
in, sure.
Eight.
Great.
The lyric in that song is Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw?
And Screw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
oh,
God they left it out.
Sector Keeper knows.
I did know that one.
There is, if
like
I don't know it after hours well, and hours of
I didn't
Buffett
say it
content.
Was the Big Eight. That's whatever article Jason's reading about the Big Eight.
Well, I'm reading Wikipedia and there's a Yahoo article that also lists
it, I think
same
it, that
songs.
Article seems like it has a lot of ads because you're really scrolling through.
Yeah.
That is how increase old the older a website is, the longer
the ads
there
go
are
to,
a lot
19 minute read no
there's a
what.
Lot of ads and there's embedded videos for each
chances
song.
Are
why
that,
don't we get drunk
chances are Jason is getting distracted and clicking on the ads as well. Like oh the Sears
I've got to help
online.
Out Yahoo
$3 off at Rubio's.
Jason just downloaded and is playing Royal Match.
I've got to save the king. Please help me.
Save the king.
Save the king.
Speaking of songs I've also never heard of, here's something that, even though I was in the restaurant, I didn't know. Maybe this isn't something they do anymore. In tribute to the song 12 Volt Man, the back of the bar was covered in car batteries hooked up to blenders that served boat drinks. And then something about the volcano that we know. 12 volt. Do they do that? And what's 12 Volt Man? Not the Big Eight.
Like boat trips.
That's
the
not...
more iconic song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song. I don't know that one by heart. I've heard of it though. I can't remember how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see if they did something special for the 12 volt batteries though. I don't know if that's something that.
There's a lyric to this one. Seldom found the trick to arithmetic. So it's kind of a cousin of Math Sucks.
Mm. That's another. That's like
one
the
of his
third
themes.
Thing that he writes about is math being bad.
Yeah, don't forget, there is a third thing: the big three
boats
topics,
boats, alcohol, and math being bad. Math, is, math sucks.
So anyway, I'm getting excited because, like, okay, we're gonna have this ocean view. We're gonna see the volcano. We're gonna see the 12 volts, the batteries, all of this, and then we get seated in kind of a perfunctory lobby. We're like right at the front.
First of all, yes.
Like it's a room.
We got seated in the worst spot I think you could possibly sit in this place.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. It's
not,
right.
No ambiance. It was like being in a waiting room.
But so, close to the bathrooms, which would prove valuable.
So there's almost like three sections to this place, I would say. This kind of lobby area that is, and then there's more tables as you go on the left side of the restaurant by the bathroom. Then there's sort of the main show floor, which that's where you're getting your close-up view of the volcano. That's where the plane is overhead, of course. Mm-hmm. Not the real hemisphere dancer.
That was covered yesterday, yes. The other plane.
The facsimile of it. But it's still like it's still pretty impressive.
Propellers going.
Yeah, it's still pretty impressive. And the bar is right there. And that's where the action is. I think we should have requested that. Or one of my favorite places is the porch. The porch outside is where I truly, that's the first place I ever ate at this Margaritaville.
Oh, okay.
I ate at sunset. Sometimes they got a guy out there. He's doing covers. He's playing all your favorite songs. Some by Jimmy Buffett, some by Stephen Jenkins, some, all the hits you could possibly want.
And you know what? Points to this Margaritaville, because in keeping with generally the Orlando situation, you're much more likely to find performers at this establishment than the Hollywood location, which I think always just has a sign on it to stop people from coming on the stage.
There is a stage, and I feel like the first few weeks we went, yes, there would be performers, but
long ago,
they stopped programming new music there. But yes, this Orlando. This Orlando porch, which I think is the best place to see and eat margarita. You got the view of Jason's beloved Islands of Adventure there.
Yeah,
you can see the water there. That's kind of maybe my perfect spot. So yeah, I wasn't even thinking, but they seated us literally like what felt like 2 feet from the open door. Where you walk in.
Yeah.
Just not quite the place.
And very near the bathroom, but which is not the best for ambience. We were at least under like a bunch of sharks, like hammerheads and whales.
We did. Yes. There were still things to see.
There's not nothing.
It's not nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
But, you know, so first, so we, you know, we're settling into like not the best environment,
and
I would say.
This is also the day where most of Universal Studios Florida was down.
Yes. Yes. Important to note, a like historic park-wide, most rides are shut down.
Yeah.
Like six are left. Thus, they are telling people, don't come in. Go to Islands of Adventure instead.
Turn around.
That park was like especially stressful, right? And it was kind of surprisingly hot for being November.
Yeah. Don't come in. Why?
There were people at the, because there weren't any, like clearly there was
no
so
rides.
Much stress on the only rides that were open in there. They were like, if you're gay, if you got tickets to both, you might want to consider going to Islands of Adventure instead. They were trying to get people to not come
there
in.
There was no way to
stop Six Flags.
Six Flags would have a situation where like the water, something's broken with the water system and it can't cool any of the rides, any of the brakes, and they'd be like, nah, it'll be okay. Or they have like one teen spraying like a little hose or like a little spray bottle on the rides as it comes in. Or putting like ice, just dropping a piece of ice on one of the wheels.
And now there's no ice for the beverages.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, no, the drink ice is now ride
it's
ice.
It's a chain reaction.
They need that hose to clean up leaves.
Yeah.
Grab the broom 5 feet away. They need that hose.
So your experience, boys, you think it was more crowded because of this?
I think so. I found it to be a pretty stressful morning in the parks.
There was a layer of stress
in Margaritaville too. Was more
dead empty.
Well, it also I kinda, would say all of the morning's events kind of made it, admittedly, to where it's like 2-3 in the afternoon. So we're there kind of a weird time, also.
Yeah.
So let's start getting into what we ate. Because the drink order definitely already had something to it for me. I ordered the perfect margarita, which I think I had another margarita. I don't think I need to say what's in it, except that it's four margarita aficionados. We don't have to say them out loud, but everybody, if you took pictures of the menu or you look at the Orlando menu, we should note price. Because if we're having the exact same thing, curious, are those prices the same? This is $14.25. Just if you ever notice when we do the Hollywood one that it's radically different, just might be an interesting compare contrast. But anyway, Perfect Margarita. It shows up. It's fine. Well, first of all, these drinks took a long time. These took a very
They took a long time. I will say, waitress is like great.
Yes.
She was so nice.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun, but it felt like she would forget about us for 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe she was just busy though.
Yeah. And also, you know, sometimes you got to blame the broader situation.
Yes, of course.
Somebody into that.
It's the management's fault. That's
probably
not her fault.
In some way. Another thing that might be, I don't know if it's the manager's fault or whoever. I feel like maybe she was making the drinks also. I don't know.
It's possible she was doing everything.
Very possibly. Yes.
It felt like things were, when there would be things that needed to be fixed, they felt like they were fixed in a haphazard way. Let's just tease it like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. Yes.
Making the drinks, cooking the food, setting off the volcano.
All right, go pour the green goo, get it loaded up. The drink shows up and it tastes nice, but it has that thing, and this isn't the first time I've had this at a restaurant that serves margaritas, where sometimes I like the big wide margarita glasses, but sometimes you feel like, well, I sure did get four sips of that in between the ice.
Yes.
Like, it's the ice spreads and fills out that glass so much. I really felt like this was not a single or a double. This was like this was a quarter. I got a quarter margarita and a lot of ice.
Do you think maybe, though, it was like a John Taffer approved amount of alcohol as far as the restaurant still making money? Because he's very often worried about overpouring.
Ice it up! More ice. You're doing enough ice.
Right. So
don't sell blended, because then you can't water it down with ice. That's why your wife left you. Taffer coming to Main Fee. I don't know if everybody heard it. You had to be on Club 3 to hear, but Griffin free. So coming soon. Yes. Taffer 1 coming to Main Fee. I don't know if that word's gotten out there. We're furious about this, but
I don't want to do it either. But unfortunately, that's what has to happen.
Drinks, fellas.
I had the Landshark Lager. Pretty solid.
I do like the beer. It's a good beer.
Yes, and I wanted to get a very traditional meal. I'll just say that, too. I won't say what I'm meaning yet, but I just wanted to, because everybody's going to get different stuff, because we really want to make sure we're all getting like a wide variety.
Yeah, repeat. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm certainly, I felt like I wanted to be traditional on this ordering
situation.
So turkey, situation.
Mashed potatoes, gravy.
if that was in one of his songs, I would have ordered it.
Thanksgiving meal in paradise.
Yeah.
Stouffer's. I get the wishbone.
If he had lived a little longer, that song would have happened.
He would have, he's running out of ideas. Got to do it.
Or when the AI takes over the deceased songwriters and bands' catalogs, they will generate new songs.
It'll sub out French fried potato for a mashed potato pretty quickly.
That's right.
That's a very easy switch. Yes. You got to have it already.
That comes in a bottle. It's hard to screw that up.
Okay.
You know, they
you
don't
did the bottled beer, though, as opposed to the
They did. Let me just check the photo, because now that you're saying that, maybe
someone else was drinking a draft.
Maybe it was me. Maybe I'm misremembering, because I've had so many Landshark lagers over the years.
I don't blame you. All the things I could say, I like the brand. Jason?
I think, well, I was going back and forth. I wasn't sure if I was going to get a drink, and then after they all came, I went, you know what, I will get a drink, which was a mistake,
because that took
another 20 minutes for me.
Yeah.
I think I had the passion fruit guava cocktail, which I hadn't had a drink in a while, and it immediately made me lightheaded.
Okay. Not in a good, not in a fun,
no.
not in a college
no.
drunk way.
No, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be mixing these daily steroids with alcohol. Like, maybe I shouldn't. Although they, I think, eventually were my savior, the steroids.
Well, Jason, Ric Flair used to do it all the time. Like, you're telling me you can't do it? Come on.
Sure.
Live up to Flair standards.
I did have a bottle. They gave me a bottle.
Yeah, did you want that, or is that just that's how it happened?
I like having the bottle. I like the bottle because it's got the brand on it. The
I
glasses don't
want it a restaurant because I want that. I don't want beer at all if it's not. I don't drink beer.
Don't disagree in most places other than this.
You want
place.
The logo? That's an interesting little quirk.
I
want to
like
see your Landshark.
Well, you also get the consistency.
Logo.
In the bottle. If you get a bottle at a restaurant,
yeah, I mean,
you love
a frosty
I guess,
glass.
I'm not worried about, though. The frosty glass helps. I'm not worried about, like, they're going to pour it weird, though, a beer.
No, but if it's the end of a keg, if it's the end of a I've had
that's
some,
true.
Like,
sure,
shitty
sure.
beer.
Sometimes, yeah. But yeah, the big glass, I do. The big glass is satisfying, especially if the glass is cold.
Yeah.
There's something about it that is more satisfying usually than a glass bottle. That's obviously. Mm.
Well, I hope you liked it because you got to do it again.
I do.
If you have to make sure it's a bottle.
I did and I will.
Or just throw it out with or just request to not say anything and see what happens.
Oh, good question. Oh, good point.
See, you got to flash back to however you did it before.
Okay.
Is that bottle have a decoration on it?
Yeah, well, it has the logo.
Oh, on the top, though?
What do you mean? It's got like a lime in there with a little...
A lime.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's hanging
You might just want to throw it out, say the words, and see how it comes up. It comes out. Well, you get a lime. That's part of the variable of repeating the meal.
Right, of course.
Meals. Do we have an order? Who thinks they liked theirs the most? Mike. Okay, let's go in opposite order then.
So, again, I go, you know what? I have to be the traditionalist here. I have to be the one to really sample what like the chef would recommend, which I think is the cheeseburger in paradise.
Mm-hmm. Which and is I the said, chef at Margaritaville.
Yeah.
What would the chef recommend?
The server, also the host.
Written in the largest point size.
She did mention the bartender a couple times, which is now making me think that was a fake out.
It's like Trump's receptionist who didn't exist. Yes.
Yeah.
So I ordered, and I said, look, if I'm going to do the cheeseburger in paradise, I want the most possible cheeseburger in paradise. So I ordered a double cheeseburger in paradise. A couple times a year, I treat myself with a double cheeseburger. As a child, I think I've mentioned this before, I thought as I kept getting older, I would just keep adding patties to the hamburger. Because I remember being like McDonald's having a triple cheeseburger on the menu at one point, and I was like 14 or 15, and I was like, well, I think that's just what's going to happen. I keep getting more patties as I get older.
Oh, finally, 38.
yeah. My mouth is like this big open.
And your mouth grows.
Like Homer in the donuts scene in hell. So I go, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing the double cheeseburger in paradise. And I ordered it. And it came. And there was one patty. There was only one patty on the hamburger, on the cheeseburger paradise.
Yeah, I mean, they do think math sucks.
Very true. So normally, I think I would have just eaten it. It doesn't bother me. I very rarely ever send food back, but this was for a purpose. This is for a reason. So I said, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, like this was an, maybe she didn't hear double cheeseburger or whatever. She was very nice and she said, oh, well, I'll take it back or whatever. And I do think pretty quickly she came back out and it was very clear they had quickly like cooked a burger and thrown a piece of cheese on it and just sort of haphazardly laid it on top of the existing cheese. Not that they needed to make a new one, but the presentation, really, there was no time taken to make it sort of look like an organic.
Yeah, those cheeses are not relating to anything around.
Yeah. So, like, and they're, like, hanging off the side or whatever. And I was like, that's funny. But, yeah, they clearly were just like, ah, shit, what? Yeah, I didn't hear him say it. All right, well, throw it on there. I don't care. Just pick it up, throw it on there, and send it back out.
This is also a bold choice because chain restaurant patties aren't usually super flavorful, but are usually very thick.
Well, they would prove to be very thick as well.
But no, you didn't. I noticed you didn't jump on the flavorful.
Well, here's what I'll say is that as I was eating it, I was like, this tastes good to fine. It was not the best cheeseburger I've ever had, but it's pretty good or whatever. But the amount of meat is so much.
Yeah.
I cannot finish. Like, I will feel my heart shut down if I eat all of this.
But
like,
they did offer the double. That wasn't out of nowhere. They do say make it a double.
No, I didn't order off
you
menu.
You didn't pull that out of nowhere. Okay.
I know the secret menu here. Throw another patty on there. And I don't think the photo does a good job to convey that one of the patties especially was like this thick.
What's an like an inch?
Yeah, like close.
Nearly an inch, yeah.
But probably a little under. But yeah, and then there was like a more normal sized patty. They were both mismatched.
Kind of like a lazy dad at a barbecue.
Yes. So like dad was in the kitchen and he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're there's consistency, who cares? And he wouldn't have had to worry because usually you're not stacking them together.
Right. Mm.
So no one would know that there was a difference.
When they're on top of each other. You can tell.
But I'm eating this and I'm just like, the thing has fallen apart. And now like I'm just left with these huge hunks of beef. I've eaten all the bun. I've eaten the vegetables or like whatever, lettuce and tomato. And it's just, there's so much meat that has a little cheese left in it, and I'm just like, I cannot finish this.
Listeners are going to go wild for these photos, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We got some of the best ancillary content you're ever going to see all month long.
So I just remember going, okay, I have to stop now. I have to not completely finish this because it feels impossible to finish it.
I don't want to spoil anything about everyone else's, but this was, six people? I don't think I've ever seen so much food left collectively on a table.
Yes, there was shocking waste.
I think maybe 2 to 3 meals were had among the six. Does that kind of do it?
Yes, so I will say, like, okay, it was fine. I should not have pressed my luck and sent back for the extra patty. That was not a good idea. I think perhaps if I hadn't done that, it would have been a much more pleasurable finishing experience.
Right.
pleasurable finishing experience.
Boys,
again, in the annals of great Mike Frizz.
Great things that
boys,
I say.
Let the record show that fine to good has been the highest praise of food this entire saga.
We'll see if we ever get above it. And also, I asked Mike, I said, who do you think like there's the best? And that was the review.
Yeah, and that's for sure, by the way, I am the one who liked the meal the best, I think.
I think Adam liked his. We did not hurt Adam.
That's true. Adam,
no, I think Adam
fine.
Right, okay, you're right.
His was
sure
fine, but the rest of us, this was the wall. Like, this is the wall we all... Yeah.
Jason's
this
holding
the wall
his cheeks
with
like he's seen a ghost.
With a tunnel painted on it, and we all just Wile E. Coyote'd it.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Let's stare each other down. Who do you think? I don't really have like a story about mine.
Well,
that's the question. If we're going in ascending horror,
I think Jane and I both ran into the same thing, which was she got like a pasta dish and got no chicken, made it vegetarian. And she asked, like, how spicy is that? And they're like, oh, we can put the chili oil on the side and it won't be spicy. And we got it. And she took a bite and she's like, it's really spicy, even with the oil on the side. And I took a bite and I'm like, yeah, that is pretty spicy. So she didn't get very far.
Maybe it was read somehow as extra oil.
I guess. But then I ran into a problem. So I ordered jambalaya because I was going to get fish and chips because I didn't really have much of an appetite. And I'm like, oh, that's safe. And then I'm like, oh, that's so much oil. That's so much fried food. And I was like, okay, I'll get jambalaya. What's that? Just rice, chicken, and andouille sausage. I got it with no shrimp because I don't eat shrimp. My family was convinced at a very young age I was allergic to shrimp. And I think it was just we went to some shitty restaurants. But I've never braved it. I've never. But I've had every other kind of shellfish. So I'm like, I can probably eat shrimp. But I just have never.
Are you allergic to the Bubba Gump shrimp character who even his name
Scampi?
I already forget. Even though, okay, there you go. I was gonna say even we've talked about it
Jason,
days ago, and I already forget.
Jason, if you licked Scampi, would you be okay?
There's a lot of grime on Scampi, so I don't know if I would be okay.
With the allergy.
Yeah.
Scampi's grime might protect you. Because you're not touching him, he's so grimy, you know.
Oh, it might strengthen your tongue,
Jason. Yeah. If you were you were in a sort of a coital situation with Scampi, would it be okay?
An episode
coital?
What?
A coital.
Oh, yes, coital.
If you were in a coital situation with Scampi, the Bubba Gump mascot.
Postcoital. I believe it's a phrase.
Well, coital.
Or you say well, there middle.
You can't be postcoital unless there's coital.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Would I start having an anaphylactic situation if I was nailing Scampi? I don't know.
Sector Keeper has floated away
from his
chair. The first
time he's gotten up from the microphone.
He's floated away.
Spirit propelled. He's losing strength.
Scott, this line of conversation was as unpleasant as my meal turned out to be. So I didn't get the fish and chips. Instead, I got the jambalaya.
Wait, so you have a question?
Okay, sorry, go on, I'm back.
Okay, I'm back.
I don't want to derail, sorry, go ahead.
I got the jambalaya and I took a couple bites and I'm like, this is the spiciest goddamn thing I've ever eaten. I have a tolerance for spice. Jane doesn't like spice. I like spice, my stomach doesn't. So I try to go pretty easy on it, and I had a fair amount of Cajun Creole food, but I was not prepared for this. So my mouth is suddenly on fire, and now I'm feeling more lightheaded.
Oh right! Oh yes, the lightheaded.
So my mouth is on fire. I'm starting to have heartburn. I'm feeling lightheaded. I'm like having a tough time, and I'm like extra vigilant about my health at the time. Like I am trying to rest, and I'm like, I don't think I can eat any more. Like I eat all maybe like a third of it before I tapped out.
Wow. Yeah, you know, like not to underline this situation over, but this maybe important to note that you were like about a week out from being diagnosed.
With multiple sclerosis. So
one meal is killing you.
It's killing me. Now, again, I had a few days of IV steroids. I was on the pill steroids. So probably giving me a little bit of a cushion on the fall. So I don't think bad shape.
So if you're going to go to Margaritaville, just take steroids before.
Have
a couple pills steroids before.
Yeah, just get one of those boxes where it's like 6 the first day, then 5, then 4, then 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get MS if you feel like you need to.
Prophylactic steroids. Yeah. So and make sure to use prophylactic if you are having intimacy with any chain restaurant. You don't know.
Any chain restaurant
chain
shellfish.
Chain restaurant mascots.
Yeah, if any shrimp coitus.
Of course, yes. Was the shrimp spicier than Scampi's kiss?
I don't know, Sector Keeper. I didn't get the shrimp, but everything was spicy.
Did you know he called
shrimp?
He said, I didn't get the shrimp. That's when he's talking about Scampi that way. It's so mean.
No, I didn't get the shrimp in the dish, I'm saying.
Right.
No, he's talking about the dish.
The jambalaya was it spicier?
The jambalaya. And I'm not saying like, oh, it's so spicy. It was like, this is like a dull, unpleasant. It's like when you get a really spicy one at Buffalo Wild Wings. You eat one and you're like, this is a weird, dull heat. There's no flavor.
It's just unpleasant.
It's just the burning and not the fun taste.
Again,
of it.
Yeah. I thought I was being responsible not getting a plate of deep fried food.
Yes, but the spice wouldn't have been the issue there. So so you went. Both of you avoiding spice ended up with a lot of spice.
Jason, do you think that the ambiance helped or hurt? Do you think that made you... Do you think it would have been better if you were in a less fun place?
It was a little surreal. Like to have the Jimmy Hits playing as I'm like my head in my hand like pounding ice water. Because I'm just like, I just want... And I had also eaten... We had gotten, like, some appetizers.
Oh, yes. Well, we missed those entirely.
Yeah.
Wait, we got... And I don't have much to say about them. You know what? In an episode with a lot of negativity, I will say, I do not have a lot of complaints about lava shrimp. I stand by it. I think that whatever sauce they use, chili, lime, aioli, whatever's happening in there...
Yes, I agree.
I like it. I look forward to having it again.
I agree.
The word is... It's spelled conch. How do you actually say this word? Conch?
Conch? Yeah, you know what? That's funny. I would have probably said it the first way, but now that I'm self-conscious
about it. Just realize it's one of those that's said different for no fucking reason.
This was one of my requests, because it's like, oh, you can only get these at some... Like, this is mostly a thing you can get in Florida.
Did you like it?
I did like it. A lot of carrots in those fritters for some reason. But
we got pretzel
sticks.
You're not a
carrot guy?
What's that?
You're not a carrot guy, Jason?
No, I just was confused why there were
so many. Oh, just too many carrots.
We'll have to see if that's... And I don't even know if they have it. We'll have to see if they have it in Hollywood, if it's a Florida thing. I did like that. I like pretzel sticks with mustard sauce and house-made queso. Yep. And I liked the chips and guac. So actually, I forgot the step. At appetizer point, we're feeling okay. Yeah. Then the icy drinks come out and we start having problems. And then the main meal, we're having a lot of problems.
Is appetizer point what they call it?
that was just a random combo of words. No, it's one of Jimmy's songs.
That's what I was going to say.
That's sailing to appetizer point.
I climbed appetizer point.
I stepped in a puddle of artichoke dip.
I'm Mount Hungry.
I sailed the queso sea. So, all right. So Jason's not looking great. I almost didn't realize where you were at, because I do have a video I took going around the table, and I did note that when I got to you, you just put your face in front of, you put your hand in front of your face and said, "I don't want to be filmed," as if a paparazzi scenario was happening.
I think I was covered in sweat by that point, which was a mix of probably the food and like the last remnants of the heat.
It was really hot, and we were stuck in heat for a while. I don't have a lot to say about I got fish tacos, which I don't really go wrong with in most places where I've had good experiences in Margaritaville. I think it's usually what I get there. I don't think I've usually paid $21.95 for them, but I don't know. Look, I started going in 2016, and a lot has happened, and a lot of inflation. Yeah. Anyway, it hadn't done me wrong before, but they show up and it is just bathing in, what is it? What's crema? It is taken such a thick, luxurious crema bath.
It's a lot of white.
It is, yes. The picture, you're seeing it from afar.
Yeah.
There's some more white in this photo. You can't see fish, can you? It's like an extra white coleslaw.
You want to strip. There's a place in L.A. called Best Fish Tacos in Ensenada, and they give you the cooked tortilla and the fish, and you go over and you dress it how you want, but
yourself.
Traditionally it's one strip of crema, one strip of red sauce or pineapple salsa.
Does that come out of like one of those like icing tubes? You know what I'm talking about? Or is there like
there's a pump, I think, in some places. But
okay.
If they make it for you, usually there's a strip of white sauce, kind of acts similar to tartar sauce to like add a creaminess, you know?
Right.
I'm also looking at this, the bit of fish that I see towards the end, I don't think it was fried. I don't think they gave me fried.
Do you think they were like
grilled? Because I don't think I would have ordered grilled.
Was it blackened or grilled?
The menu only gives you the option, seemingly, for fried. And yet, I think what's poking out, the little bit you can see amidst the sea of white.
I don't think a very light beer batter.
I don't know. That's extremely light. That looks more to me like that looks like blackened from a grill or something. I'm not totally sure.
Do you think that he put all, I'm just assuming there's a man behind, like, cooking all this stuff that, like, fucked up and was just like, I don't know, throw the white stuff on it. And they won't be able to see that it's not
blind
fried.
Them. Just blind them with white.
Yeah.
They won't know what hit them. It looks like the blood that comes out of the androids in Alien.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like an android died in the kitchen.
Milky blood.
And his head fell right next to my plate. And I left a lot. There's so much left on this plate, an entire tortilla, because it's just soggy.
Yeah.
That was the after picture?
Entire tortilla
like
I never touched.
Picture.
yes, you're looking at a full plate.
It looks better than the one before, too. It looks more presentable.
Yeah. You understand what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I should say, I think Jane and I, at some point in Islands, were like, kind of fading. Do you want to go back to hotel? Well, I had a little energy. We need to eat anyway. We'll go to Margaret. We almost dodged this bullet. We almost were like, oh, we're going to eat the hotel. We may as well eat at Margaritaville, you know?
We also, though, you were a little bit probably cajoled into it because the premise of, we discussed the possibility that you, Sector Keeper, would assign us having to have the exact meal at two places. Course, yes. And when it ended, when it was passed down that it would be Margaritaville, it's just that kind of like... Of all of the meals for this to happen with.
Yeah.
Now, this is... And by the way, we're recording this before we know what meal two is like. Yeah. We now are going to have to go do this again.
Yeah. Yes.
What we have just described.
And I had totally forgotten. I was like, well, this Margaritaville has never steered me wrong. And then when I was thinking back on trips with my family, I remembered one trip where, like, the first day I met my dad and brother down there, and my dad had, like... Basically, a tooth dying.
Oh my God!
He had a toothache, and
not because of the restaurant,
but he
made out with Scampi.
He got into an emergency dentist appointment the next day, and I think they just gave me antibiotics and painkillers, and they're like, when you get back to New Jersey. You need to go to your regular dentist.
So he went to a dentist in Orlando?
Huh.
He went to an Orlando or a CityWalk dentist?
Yeah, here's the thing. If you were in...
Not a CityWalk dentist. Hang on. I know. I think they have first aid. I don't think they have a dentist.
Islands of Adventure dentist?
At the top of the tower.
Menchi DDS?
Especially in a town like Orlando, there's a whole... a string of, like, you go to the front desk or you go to the concierge and go, like, I need a doctor or I need a dentist. And they're call this number, and they will put you in touch with someone who can see you quickly.
Yeah.
So he had a miserable meal at Margaritaville. And then another time we were down there, we got caught in the pouring rain and went into Margaritaville to eat, and he slipped on the water and, like, fell on his seat. And we were all kind of – everyone was kind of slipping and, like – But so I was like, oh, we had no, it was Hard Rock that had never steered us wrong before. We never had a bad meal at Hard Rock.
We didn't go to Hard Rock. We didn't have a meal at Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Wow. You have like a Kaiser Sose moment with Margaritaville.
With Margaritaville. It just had never been me. I had never gotten it before, but I got hit.
Oh, you're
we
dead.
We got hit by, and it, you know, he was fine every time, but like, yeah, I just remember him miserable in the Margaritaville.
Well, boys, you're going back.
Yeah, great time to find that we have to do this exact thing again. And you know what? It's not just us here, because as mentioned, I believe Jane will be joining us again.
I'm not making her.
You're not? Oh, okay.
I'm
all right,
not
never mind.
Her.
All right, Jane's
no.
out. All right, smart move, Jane. But another friend, and for some of us, family, will be joining us as we go this very evening as we record this. Mm-hmm. In fact, we will be joined by the Level Keeper. But first, we need to get the Level Keeper's thoughts about his alpha experience. Let's see if we can bring him in now. Whoa!
I know that noise.
Boys!
Whoa. He's back! The Level Keeper is back! The Sector Keeper disappeared, and the Level Keeper, I guess you guys can't be in the same space? Or
no, he's scared away whenever he hears
my
trademark cowbell.
Your thing, we know. Your
it's
thing.
My thing!
Wow, I wasn't sure if it really was, but you've proven here that it is. You
it's
always
canon.
Have it. It is canon. It's unavoidable now.
Boys, I'm here to haunt you. Much like our Margaritaville meal from months ago still haunts me.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about what we had for a while, but we were trying to recall your specific experience. Level Keeper, what can you tell us about that fabled Margaritaville one lunch?
Well, I, of course, got a grilled chicken sandwich.
Seems like something you can't screw up.
Trying to order the plainest thing I could, basically. Yeah, basically the same chain of logic. Grilled chicken breast, Monterey Jack cheese, Applewood smoked bacon, lettuce, sliced tomato, Dijon aioli. Feels like a safe order, right?
You would think
Did I say so?
Yeah.
It sucked!
Oh, no.
No, Level Keeper, you're kidding. How
poor
can this be
physical
true?
Composition, hard to handle and or bite.
But Applewood smoked, that's one of those phrases that means something, isn't it? That's not just some run-of-the-mill bacon. They took wood that was rubbed in apples.
Rubbed it with apples and wood.
Smoked. smoked.
And then smoked it. That wasn't just, they didn't just place it on apple wood. They smoked it
like a
wood.
Cigar.
Yeah.
My sandwich from memory was both very dry and soaking wet.
A conundrum.
Which is hard
a riddle.
To do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. How'd your beverage go for you?
Well, my beverage got me drunk, which took away some of the pain of the sandwich, which means not bad.
Okay, you were saying it's like right. Passion fruit.
I believe I got the passion fruit guava. Let me get this right.
But you were between two drinks. Somehow it didn't leave enough of an impression to
the
remember
passion
forever.
Passion fruit guava cocktail, 500 calories. Which was margarita, paradise passion fruit, and silver tequilas, guava puree, and homemade sweet and sour. It also came with seemingly 27 maraschino cherries.
That's nice. And those are big wide brim glasses, so yeah. It's like a little cherry jacuzzi.
No, it was just in like a straight up cup.
God, it wasn't even a fun.
No, nothing fun.
It was a glass, right?
But it
yeah.
did definitely like kind of dull the pain of the meal.
Well, that's good. Okay, maybe that's the idea. Is like, well, look, margaritas in the name.
Yeah, that's the point of it.
And then they won't even notice what they're eating.
My memory is that I felt so defeated after the meal that I went back to my hotel and did not even attempt to enter the theme parks again for the rest of the day.
That's right. We did not yeah. see you at any yes. point after no. that. That was the end of our contact with you. So that means. That you were, but then you were stranded and you couldn't, like, by not coming back, you didn't get to come back and enjoy the greatest spot for dining, City Walk. You must have been helpless without it.
Yeah, well, I decided, let me see if I can make the Margaritaville meal feel better in retrospect mm-hmm. by putting it up against an unworthy competitor. So I went to the quote-unquote tiki bar at the Hilton Garden
oh, okay.
Inn
yeah.
Orlando International Drive, which is a hut.
That's pretty good, though.
Cool.
Near the pool.
Mm. Yeah. Ah, theming. This
where
is good.
I was regaled with such theming as a drunk guy yelling the N-word.
Oh, God.
And everyone else sitting around the bar casually talking about how much they like Trump.
No
Jeez,
way.
Really?
You kept this secret from us until now, level keeper.
And I ate a $20 chicken quesadilla that seemingly was prepared in a microwave, and it was unquestionably better than my chicken
oh,
sandwich
no!
at Margaritaville. It really hit the spot.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, damning.
What a
You've
review.
Damned it with the cowbell of shame.
The ambiance does sound worse for the quesadilla, though.
All I'm saying is that everything was stacked against the quesadilla.
I see what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, environment. Yes, that horrible, horrible thing is happening yep. as opposed to a fun volcano demonstration.
Correct.
Right.
And yet, if you're judging purely food... And you didn't end up feeling sicker. You were improved by the end of the day as opposed to...
I gained new life!
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, and we're just glad that we could, like, get you in here, find out about that experience. And
yeah.
then because you will also be joining us as we repeat the meal.
Round
Margaritaville
two.
For Margaritaville Omega. You didn't know what you had gotten yourself into.
Mm-hmm. Double or nothing for Margaritaville Los Angeles.
The pressure is truly on. And I also don't mean to like corner you here, but I feel like a little bit of business has come up. We've talked about you before. Sector Keeper said good things about you.
Okay.
And as
Sounds
you know,
like
people in your family
yeah.
have are kind of the key. We haven't gotten a good sense of the keepers don't seem like a good bunch. But he said you're like he likes you. He
Pretty
gets along
rude
with
thing
you.
To say, could you imagine if I said the Gardners don't seem like a good bunch?
It's just from stories
Weird
I've heard.
Thing
I,
to
I
say
I
to someone's ghost face.
I can point out the ends of the family that I don't feel the best about. It's
okay.
just like they've taken advantage of him and his lottery winnings, and it
okay.
doesn't seem like you have. But also something's up. Though, Mike, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I think if where you're headed is there's a resolution that has already happened off Mike with me.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I found the shirt. If is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I've been are you going where has that all been going?
Oh, I was going to I thought you had my City Walk shirt, level keeper, that you wore during the live show. But
you
no,
thought
I
had stolen it?
Well, I didn't know if it was stolen or taken accidentally.
This is okay, because when the sector keeper was saying the level keeper's a good guy, I like him.
Yeah.
Mike said, I don't know. I'm not so sure. And you're wait, so we're finding out now.
I have the shirt.
You did. So
was
it
just, Jesus Christ.
Was it just in another suitcase pocket? That
it was actually
to
in
check?
A drawer. It was in one of my drawers.
Okay. I'm like tarred and feathered on a bunch of episodes that are already
not
banked.
A bunch.
Two, I think.
No, not a bunch.
Too many, if you ask me.
Not a bunch. One. And it was a brief comment.
Mike deserves the bell of shame. Give him the bell of shame.
Give him the bell of shame.
Oh, Mike. How dare you judge it? We were told explicitly he's one of the good keepers.
I know.
And I'm sorry,
I'm
sorry to say that about your family.
I wasn't
definite
about his stealing of the shirt. I said it's possible. And
also, I want to say a little backhanded, a little loaded to say one of the good ones.
I know. I feel like some of the people you were at the bar with. I'm just saying, some of these keepers just said they've been taking advantage of our friend. And has he been taking advantage of us in turn by crashing at our homes?
Possibly.
A little bit, yes. Okay. I don't know. I'm confused about the entire... you got a complicated family. That's
all I'm
saying.
I ask you to judge me as my own ghost boy.
All right. Well, I'll try to. You're right, because I had a good time seeing the movie with you.
Thank you.
I had a good time at Margaritaville 1, even though it didn't give us a good time.
No.
I have my highest hopes for round 2.
I think it's going to be
better.
The best meal ever.
Hey. All right. Bye, level keeper. We'll see you on the Omega Sector. All right. Well, okay. And he's gone. I guess, can you guys, it's weird that he popped in and then you disappeared.
That's right, yeah.
Like, you guys can't be, is it just maybe too much, like,
it's like
ghostly energy?
Time cop rules, yeah.
do you remember, what are time cop rules? Not to put you on the spot.
No, it's just like a Van Damme touches himself, I think both Van Dammes die.
Oh, they can't touch each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just easier
that makes
way.
Sense.
So they couldn't kiss.
No. Two scampies can't kiss either.
Oh, wow. Scampies have time cop rules.
Yeah, scampies.
But of course, any of us could and should kiss Scampi.
Yeah,
unless
right.
you got an allergy.
Yeah.
Well,
and if you do, remember, you kiss one Scampi, that's Scampi Alpha, and then you have to kiss another Scampi, which is Scampi Omega. Cause there's multiple
right.
Scampi.
Okay.
That's one of those like leveling things out in the multiverse, keeping things
even-keeled.
So not a great experience for the level keeper either. Let me add a couple dimensions to the... Yeah, no. I know you had to teleport out, but no, of course. Yeah, what do you think? It wasn't good. And also, wait, so that means you didn't hear that this whole time... You know, Mike's been accusing your cousin of stealing... his shirt,
my
and then we found
shirt.
Out when we talked to him, Mike had the shirt the whole time.
Like the airbrush shirt?
Yeah, I found it.
Where was it?
It was like deep in a drawer. I actually had put it away.
Your shirt was with your other shirts? You don't say.
It's my other
deep
shirt.
Deep in a drawer.
Yeah.
Described like a gun.
Fish way in there, way in there, where my secrets are.
I have really deep drawers. It's like you wouldn't even, like, you can picture it, but you're actually not picturing it less deep.
Deep, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what
way
people
deeper.
Like. I like listening to the show. I've never met Mike. Is he a nice guy? But he's got some deep drawers.
He's got some deep drawers.
So anyway, your cousin's being disparaged. A lot's happening here. Let me just add a little bit of aftermath, because the meal... I leave the meal not feeling great. Also, on top, this is really where it's becoming clear. My voice is just ravaged. Some of your guys are too, and I don't even know why. We're just all, you know, the day before been a very exhausted. That's our Epcot Food and Wine Day. So everybody's like, and the park is closed. That whole thing is happening. So we're just like, it was a breaking point. It was the wall, as Jason said.
Yeah.
I especially at the wall, like, let me just take a bathroom break and maybe just kind of like splash a little water on my face, COA. And then. At that exact moment, because nonstop Jimmy Buffett music is playing, I hear some familiar notes, and I hear his cover of my very favorite Beach Boys song, Sail On Sailor. I didn't know that he did Sail On Sailor. Oh, okay, let's hear out his version. I'm sorry, I know he passed away. This is dog shit. He fucking like drenched everything that I like out of
live
the song.
Live versions
gone.
Is more about being there, okay? It's not necessarily that he's
so if I was
the
there,
notes.
I would have liked that the singing was way worse
he
and the
yells,
instrumentation was more simple.
He had a tendency to yell things instead of singing them when it was live, but that's for the crowd that's there.
He might have been legally mandated to record it because it had the word sail in it. Not once, but twice.
The Beach Boys fell into that, too. They started to be like, if it's got summer in it, we have to do it. It's the only way we continue. So that adds to the nausea for me. You know, the jammed parks, it's crazy. And then I take the water taxi home, and I'm worn down. I know that I'm just going straight up to the bedroom. I get up there. I just blackout curtains. I'm in the dark. I just need to be in the dark for a while here on a day where we have theme park tickets and it's 4 p.m. But I start feeling a little lonely in this moment. Because I did this trip solo. I'm in the hotel room solo. Mm. There was some thought given to, you know, my son's still young. He's 3. I don't think we were going to bring him necessarily. But we did think like, oh, this, you know, we're going to go have a lot of fun in Orlando. Maybe Erin, my wife, should join. Maybe she'd want to join. And there was some consideration given to that. And we talked about like, and she was like, you know what I'd like to do is come for your guys' live show and just do Universal. She didn't even want to set foot at Disney. Just do like a mini trip. Yeah. Just do a couple. And then once I started laying out just how much City Walk was going to be part of this, she bailed out. Never mind. I will stay at home. And at that point, when she decided not to, I'm like, boy, well, I'm going to go have this big, fun vacation without her. And she's just going to be, I feel so bad. She's going to be just stuck doing all the parenting while I'm off across the country having the theme park time of my life. Cut to the day that would have been her Universal day, where the only thing she really wanted to do was our beloved E.T. adventure. Of course. She would not have been able to do it until maybe the very, very end of the day because it was shut down due to some water pipe breaking. So that would have been fucked. Made all the, so glad she didn't come. Then I'm, again, the premise being, I'm going to be having all the theme park fun, and she's stuck parenting. Instead, she's like, I'm going to go have the best time that I can have. I'll take him to Knott's. We'll see how that goes. Knott's had just instituted an incredibly generous, very cost-effective annual pass. The cheapest annual pass you're going to find anywhere in theme parkdom.
Yeah.
So she activates that, goes and uses it. So basically, I'm alone in the hotel room, and I'm like, I got to check in with the family. I'm missing the family right now. Maybe, you know, she'll probably tell me, like, oh, you know, he wasn't sleeping and I'm exhausted. That'll make me feel like, all right. Instead, she says, we're at Knott's. We're having a glorious day. It could not be going better. The chicken dinner restaurant was a huge hit. He ate all the fries. He's got a big smile on his face. Now we're going to go hit some rides. And she sends me photos where he's beaming. For the first time ever, he's doing rides by himself. There's little rides that an adult can't go on.
Yeah.
And he wasn't brave enough last time I went to Knott's. Now he's in the little Red Baron plane, the biggest smile I've ever seen, just a glow. Then he's on a little truck ride. He's in the truck by himself. He's so excited, honking the horn. This ride is now gone. They've taken it away. Whatever the little truck ride was has been removed since this happened. I can never have this experience watching him in a little truck again because I am across the country in a darkened room having eaten one of the worst meals of my life, which was also one of the most expensive meals of my life. All the theme park fun is across the country. And at this point, once the text exchange has happened, I try to take a little nap and I realize that I cannot do this. What I need to do is get up, go to the bathroom, and throw up. And I throw up a little bit of this food. It's not an explosive throw up. Again, it was a very watery drink. I cannot blame this on drinking. I'm not a person who throws up very often. I don't do it from drinking. It's been many years. I don't do it from just food ever. And it happened. This was not necessarily food poisoning. It was just a scenario of my body doesn't want this to be in me anymore. So here I am throwing up in the dark while my family is having the time of their lives. Across the nation.
What you're describing is a very casual vomiting.
Yeah,
which I feel is interesting.
Just a bit. It's honestly, and I haven't done this in a long time, it's akin to a puke and rally. Because I did rally. We went and had more fun. We did go on E.T. Adventure. We had a little bit more fun that evening.
It's a laid back barf.
Like, Buffett style. Buffett, just like, I'm puking. Quick little puke.
Mike, am I remembering correctly? Did you eat this meal and then go on the Velocicoaster?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that proves you had the best experience food-wise if you're remotely able to do that.
I was going through my phone here just like after I took the photos from Margaritaville, and I was like, oh, yeah, what did I do? I mean, I'm in Port of Entry. I'm just like taking photos in Atún Lagoon. I'm just loving like seeing Gasoline Alley and taking the gasoline smell in my nose.
God.
So like, yeah, it was a little bit of a heavy meal, but I was on like cloud nine compared to everyone else.
You came back to life. We blacked out for a couple hours, and we also were in a hotel room with two queens, so we were each like stretched out in our own bed, like not touch me.
And they knew the name of the person who worked at the desk there at the hotel as well.
Oh, he knew. Oh my God! Now I'm blanking on her name. No, who worked at the restaurant? The buffet.
Oh, okay. So she was really always nice. Learn the name of somebody at a hotel
and shout them out on the podcast like they're listening.
This one was
Sally.
So nice.
Love you. Thanks for the towel, Sally.
She would always say hi to us. She was always offering us water and drinks, and she's like, "Oh, if the boat to Sapphire Falls is busy, take the boat to Royal Pacific." And just take the footpath next to it, and it's about the same amount of time.
And if you hit the Margaritaville, you've gone too far.
I did hit the Margaritaville. Margaritaville next to one of the side entrances to City Walk. There is a security gate right there.
How can you even be thinking of any of this now? How are your spirits high enough to talk about
it? Because
it's a hop, skip, and a jump away from... I'm at my lowest of low. I don't have some nice lady at the hotel taking care of me, giving me water. My loves are across the country. I am in the dark. I'm in the dark as I recall this.
Having little pukes.
having little pukes, and they aren't as easygoing as Jimmy makes them out to be with his famous song, Easygoing Puke.
The Duke of Puke, they called Jimmy Buffett.
I wish I was as chill as the Duke of Puke.
I should have brought the Tums and Pepto I travel with. You know, I should have. Next time I'll be prepared.
Have we, Sector Keeper? Will you allow me to ask a question about Toon Lagoon real quick?
Yes, of course. Okay. You know, I feel like your your food sacrifices have given you a little bit of wiggle room.
Okay, great. What is this? There's like a little kiosk that sells beer and like snacks, but it says at the top, "Ale to the Chief." Do we know what this is? Was there a comic strip called Ale to the Chief?
No, is that like a Hagar the Horrible nod?
That's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm asking the
Does
question.
Does it have a Viking helmet on or anything?
No, this is something you think the Sector Keeper might know?
No, I'm just, I didn't want to get in trouble for going out of the bounds of City Walk. That's why I'm asking
that.
So Ale to the Chief, but it's just like a little hand that looks like Beetle Bailey's hand or something holding a big beer mug. And then it says down here, slurp and snack or ale to the chief. And I'm realizing now, what is that from? What is ale to the chief?
I think it just kind of sounds like a little gentle play on words.
Well,
like
sounds like one.
You know.
Jason is determining that it is nothing. It is not from anything.
It says J. Ward on the website. Somehow it has something to do with with Rocky and Bullwinkle.
All right. Maybe it was
Aesop's
like one of those
fables or something.
One of those other side characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll do a whole episode on it, but I just want to know if anyone knew the answer
bat. Is it presidential? Like that?
Well, I mean, obviously that's the reference, just has a picture of a guy holding a hand. That's it.
But the building doesn't look...
Looks like a shack.
Yeah, shack.
This illustrates... Shack. Here I am beaten down. And then Jason's saying, and it's right by the side entrance. And here Mike's saying, Ale to the Chief, what's that about? I don't know how you guys are able to maintain.
Well, he was feeling like shit, but he rebounded quickly to being like, well,
this illustrates
know.
How it goes. I get down, I stay down. You guys bounce back up higher than before. You're
going to
be
look.
Back at this Margaritaville. There's no way you guys don't go back to it.
We went at a wrong time. This is what happened.
So it's not an institutional
it
thing.
It just had opened. Obviously, the B Squad was working, and you
what?
Guys.
The last
you
great meal you had at a Margaritaville.
You ordered
how
wrong.
Great is the food at Hollywood?
The Hollywood food is okay. I've never
great,
had a bad meal.
Sector Keeper, hear that? He said okay.
In fact, yesterday was the anniversary of us going to the Hollywood one. I got a Facebook memory.
The anniversary of it? When? Which one? The first time we went?
I believe so. As a group. Jason and I went before because we went to the opening and saw Jimmy play there, which we'll talk about on the other episode. But yes, it was I'll find the picture real quick.
Haven't you already talked about that? You have to talk about that again? There's no way that wasn't talked about before.
I don't have to.
There's no way that wasn't talked about eight times or more.
Maybe it's 2017.
and the fan club from San Diego.
Yes, see, you
more,
know it.
Was more
I
engaged.
Guarantee this has been discussed once, if not twice, if not eight times.
I didn't say it hadn't been discussed a little bit. I'm just saying, like, for the true episode about the one in Hollywood.
Look,
certainly an important piece of knowledge, piece of information.
Okay, so
to get the full context.
Crucial.
All right. Well, look, we have to do that. We still have to do that. And tonight, after having heard, now you've heard what meals we've had,
yeah,
listeners. Now we have to go have these again.
The same meals.
The same meals.
Correct.
This is what we have backed ourselves into. Mm-hmm. Of all the places, Sector Keeper, I know it's an interesting experiment. Could this not have been Vivo Italian Kitchen? Could this not have been Antojitos?
I'm sorry, boys. If those had alphas and omegas, but potentially.
Well, even wait, Antojitos made me sick, too. What
but
am I talking about? All of these places are not good.
So, you know, even if they did, even if they did. No, you have to. I'm sorry.
It's just sorry. Something about the, all right, the weather state.
You have to understand, there's time jumps and there's flashpoints.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you know
it'll
all make sense. Alpha is the omega. Omega is the alpha, and we're just four betas.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's true.
No, yeah, no, that is correct. Okay. Well, so I guess now listeners can get in their own flashpoint, and
yes,
all they have to do is
yes,
go to the second gate, patreon.com/podcasttheride,
yeah,
where right now they can hear about this exact same meal occurring,
yes,
at the Hollywood location.
Yes.
Should we get this?
We should probably. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, do you see it, Sector Keeper? Do you see the Sector Stone? Is it coming?
Oh, my gosh. Look at it. It's the Sector Stone's forming. It's a third patty with cheese.
Oh, wow.
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 Mike's
cheese is still in the wrapper.
Yes, look at that.
It's not even just thrown on it.
It's still in its plastic wrapper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
You can ask for it paper style. Mm-hmm. It's a little Jimmy special. So make sure you have that on the secret menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mix. Well, that's, you know, look, by the time people are hearing this, you have. This pirate is looking at 40. You have looked at 40. And it makes sense. As you age, you get more and more patties. Maybe your 40s are the time to start having that third patty.
The third. Well, I tried third patty. I think it's time for four.
Sure.
Because there were a couple of years when I was 14, and I had three.
You've already done three.
Well, McDonald's used to have a triple cheeseburger on the menu.
Wow.
And I did it a couple times because I assumed, you know, you have to eat more.
I believe they're bringing back the... Well, it was called the Grand Mac for a little while, but like an XL Big Mac.
I think it's already back.
Ugh.
What was that noise?
I don't like a ton of meat on it. Places
Those
now,
are thin
everyone's,
patties, though.
Everyone's doing the smash burgers. Now places are stacking the smash burgers, so you end up with a giant
They
thing
are?
Meat.
What do you mean?
I keep seeing
Now they're
that.
Stacking
I
the
see
smash burgers.
Double smash burgers on the menu.
But Big Mac has already two patties on it.
Yeah,
already.
I like that one. I don't like the quarter pounder patty.
That's ridiculous.
Cut to Jason having this burger he's complaining about tomorrow. Mike having it three times this week. It making you sick every time. Next week, you both go back and do it again. This is guaranteed.
I know we can still shape
what's happening in the multiverse, but
the
certain
big,
things we know. Certain
big
things
Mac
can't
has
be diverted
never
from.
Hurt me.
Well, the
big
infinite,
Mac
the infinite
never,
symbol,
Scampi.
The infinite symbol
break.
That Jason and I ride on.
Yes. You're riding a Mobius strip of shitty food.
Well, we got to go ride it tonight, so let's get out of here. Listener, we have to go do it, but listeners, you can go hear it right now. Go to the Patreon. Besides that, you survived this sector. Thanks to Aaron Gardner for the art, our own Mike Carlson and Zach Reno for the theme music. And now, please, head to the second gate to check out the matching meal at City Walk Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Thank you.
City Walk Hollywood, a.k.a. Omega.
Yes.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan, Scott Gardner, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.